像加拿大是一个移民的国家。
For example, Canada is a nation composed mostly of immigrants.
来过这边的人就爱上他了。
For those who come here for a visit, they fell in love with the country.
所以他呢，就寻找适合于他的条件来办移民。
Hence, they're finding some ways, to meet requirements to immigrate.
当他提出申请以后呢，就等待着赶快呢签证下来。
After having applied for immigration, they were waiting for the visas.
当他踏上这个国家，成为这个国家的居民以后，
when they have arrived in this great land and are waiting to become citizens,
他又等待着赶快呢能够接到考试的通知，成为公民。
They'll be waiting for their immigration exams to become a citizen.
所以我们一生当中呢是充满了等待。
Hence, in our life, we are waiting.
那么圣经记载主耶稣在世的时候，
the Bible says that during the ministry of Jesus,
他讲了很多的比喻啊。
He gave many parables.
那么其中呢，有一件跟等待有关系的。
And one of the parables have to do with waiting.
我们请看马太福音25:1。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25, verse 1.
马太福音25:1，我们先看到第六节。
Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to verse 6.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，第四节。
4.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里，第五节。
5.
新郎出言的时候，他们都打盹睡着了，第六节。
6.
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。主耶稣在这边讲十个童女的比喻。
Here the Lord Jesus gave a parable of the 10 maidens.
那这个比喻呢跟天国有关系的。
And this parable, is somehow connected to the kingdom of heaven.
他说天国好比十个童女啊，拿灯在迎接新郎。
It says in verse 1 that the kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 maidens who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom.
那么在这个比喻当中呢，值得我们去注意的有一件事啊。
And in this parable there is one point that we should take note.
也就是说这十个童女呢在等待迎接新郎的来临。
And these 10 maidens were waiting for the bridegroom to come.
那么呢当新郎还没来之前呢，他们就过着等待的生活。
And before the bridegroom arrives, they'll be waiting.
同样的今天呢我们也充满了等待的生活。
And likewise, today we are also waiting.
到底我们在等待什么呢？
And just what are we waiting for?
也许个人等待的内容不太一样。
Perhaps everyone will be waiting for different things.
有时候我们也会这么想。
We may also think,
并不是我们真的在等待的时候要来得到什么东西啊。
We may also think that we are not really waiting for something.
只不过呢喜欢在那边等待。
Rather, we just like to wait.
好比有些人老远的跑到非洲去打猎。
It is like people going all the way to Africa for hunting.
那么他们并不稀罕能够打到一株鹿或者是一株野猪啊。
They are not really waiting to hunt for a wild boar or a deer.
只不过因为他们呢很喜欢很欣赏呢躺卧在草地上，在那边静静的等待一株野兽的出现的那种滋味啊。
Rather, they enjoy the experience of lying in the grass and waiting for a wild creature to appear.
所以有时候我们在等待的时候呢，就是这种情形嘛。
And sometimes it'll be when we await, we are in that similar situation.
当我们小孩的时候
，while we are children，
就等待进入学校读波波摩或者 A B C 呀。
While we are still young children, we're waiting to go to school to learn our alphabets.
然后呢，在等待第一支钢笔出现。
And then we'll be waiting for our first fountain pen.
或者是等待一个手表挂在手上多神气啊。
We're waiting for our very first watch.
然后等待毕业。
And then we wait for our graduation.
然后等待呢，第一份的主业。
And then we will be anticipating for our first job.
然后等待第一次领到薪水。
And anticipating our first salary.
有一个弟兄从温哥华到卡加利去。
There was a brother from Vancouver to Calgary.
马上就找到工作。
He found a job very soon.
当他领到第一次的薪水，非常的高兴。
When he received his first salary, he was very happy.
因为他能够肯定自己的工作。
Because he cannot affirm his own himself.
所以那种心里的充实感呢，是别人没有办法去替代他的。
And he felt very sure of himself, and that feeling is cannot be compared to anything else.
所以人一来到这个世界报道以后，就充满了等待。
And hence, the moment we are born into this world, we will be waiting.
小孩等待长大。
A child waits to be mature.
然后渐渐的，就人就老了。
And slowly and gradually, you age.
所以在这个等待当中呢，发生了很多的事情。
And in this period of waiting, many things could happen.
当一个人进入社会以后，
When a person has entered into the society,
并不是一直的等待他的事业很发达。
You will not be waiting for your career to be a success.
有的呢，还有更重要的等待。
There are some other important waits.
也就是说，等待他的另一半出现。
You're waiting for your spouse.
当年神为亚当呢，创造的另一半。
And God has created Adam, his spouse.
竟然是他的肋骨啊。
And it came from his rib.
同样的，今天有很多男生呢，一直在等待他的肋骨呢，到底呢，掉在哪边能够找回来。
And today many men are waiting to see where their ribs have fallen.
同样的，今天也有很多的女生啊，她在等待发现他的肋骨要放在哪边呢？比较适合。
There are also many young women looking for a place to place themselves.
这就是人呢一直在等待他认为最需要的能够出现。
And this is how people are waiting for their needs.
当年呢，圣经也记载一些故事呢，这些故事里面呢，也充满了等待。
And the Bible, there are many stories regarding waits.
像新约圣经也记载耶稣童年的时候。
And the New Testament, it gives us a brief story.
当年呢，在他童年的时候呢，他也是等待能够渐渐长大。
He gives a brief story about the childhood of Jesus, saying how he was anticipating his adulthood.
那么在旧约圣经里面也记载撒母耳先知童年的时候。
In the Old Testament, it also gives us a story of the childhood of Prophet Samuel.
当年呢，撒母耳他在幼年的时候，他也期待着能够渐渐长大。
In his youthhood, Samuel was also anticipating his adulthood.
或者是以色列民的领袖摩西呀，也是一样的。
And the same would apply to the leader of the Israelites, Moses.
希伯来书的作者提到他长大以后就不愿意成为埃及的王孙了。
In the book of Hebrews, it says that when Moses was grown, he refused to be seen as a royalty of the Egyptian Pharaoh.
因为呢，他等待着更神圣的内容临到他。
And because Moses is waiting for some noble things to happen to him.
因为这个内容呢，比他当埃及的王孙呢更值得。
And what he's waiting for is more valuable than being an Egyptian royalty.
那在创世纪里面呢，也有记载，这个故事里面呢，那一个人在等待他的另一半的出现。
In the book of Genesis, it tells us many characters were waiting for their spouse to appear.
我们读起这些圣经的记录呢，就能够印证我们现在的生活。
And when you have read all these records, you will see that it is a reflection of our life today.
我们请看《创世纪》二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
六十三节。
Chapter 24, verse 63.
到六十七节。
Verse 63 to verse 67.
天将晚，以撒出来，在田间默想， 举目一看，见来了一些骆驼。六十四节。
Verse 64.
利百加举目看见以撒，就急忙下了骆驼，问那仆人说：“这个田间走过来的，迎接我们的是谁？”仆人说：“是我的主人。”利百加就拿帕子蒙上脸。仆人就将所办的一切事都告诉以撒。六十七节。
Verse 67.
以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了他为妻，并且爱他。以撒自从他母亲不在，这才得到安慰。这里记载，这个以撒呢，他在等待另一半的出现。
Here's a brief description of how Isaac was waiting for his future mate.
这个时候的以撒已经四十岁。
And at this point of time, Isaac was already 40 years old.
当他看到了他的另一半由他的忠心的仆人呢带来到他的面前的时候，
when he saw that his future mate was brought to him by his servant,
他心里非常兴奋。
He was very excited.
那利百加呢也是一样的。
The same for Rebecca.
她也是一直等待，一直等待。
She was also waiting for her mate.
终于这一天呢来临了。
And that day finally came.
所以六十七节记载，这两个人呢就得到人生应得的这种快乐跟安慰。
Verse 67, we see that these two have received the joy and the comfort that they had deserved.
那除了创世纪这边记载以外，像路德记里面呢也充满了这种情形。
And besides such records in the book of Genesis, even in the book of Ruth, similar incidents happened.
所以这些呢，都是成为我们等待的内容。
And all these are some of the things that we are waiting for.
我记得小时候呢，在二次世界大战。
Remember when I was young during the Second World War?
那时候呢，等待呢，世界赶快和平嘛。
Oh, at that time, I was waiting for peace.
因为呢，看到这种战争发生呢，非常害怕。
And it's indeed very terrifying to see world wars.
当这个战争结束以后呢
，When the war finally ended，
当年每个人都有他等待的内容。
Everyone else will be waiting again.
人就会渐渐长大，然后老了。
And as we grow, we would grow old.
事业也有成就了。
When you have finally had your career.
那这些呢都会成为过去的。
All these will pass away one day.
在这个时候，人往往会问自己呢，我现在在继续等待什么呢？
And at this point, you'll be asking yourself, what am I waiting for now?
也许你所等待的跟我所等待的都不一样。
Perhaps we are both waiting for different things.
因为每个人有每个人的理想。
Everyone has his or her own ambition.
好像过去有很多的哲学家，他们都等待一个理想的国度来实现。
In ancient days, there are many philosophers waiting for their ideal nation.
但是人类的历史呢，却没有把这些人带到理想的地步啊。
From the history, we have seen that these people have not waited for their utopia.
像马克思主义啊，他也是等待一个。无阶级的社会能够实现出来。
For example, Karl Marx was waiting for a society where there is no class.
但这是很难实现的。
Yet we see that this idea is difficult to become a reality.
甚至有人呢，也有这种发出这种疑问。
There are many people who would question.
说人类有一天呢，能够到达乌托邦的这个境地啊。
Many people question that one day this world will reach the point where it will become utopia.
那么这个时候，是不是呢，人类就不需要在向前努力追求的这种欲望呢
？When this happens, does that mean that humans no need to strive harder?
那么是不是这个世界历史呢，就到此停下来
？And does it mean that the history of this world will come to an end.
如果这样的话，我们就不需要再等待了。
If our world has reached the stage that it becomes a utopia, then we no longer have to wait.
那么主耶稣呢，在这个比喻里面呢，他所强调的。
Yet in this parable, Jesus has stressed one point.
当然呢是等待天国啊。
He says we're waiting for the heavenly kingdom.
那么主耶稣在这边所说的这个天国呢，是不是好像啊一个气球一样，一碰就破了？
And this heavenly kingdom, is it likened to a balloon that when you touched it, it burst?
让人这么没有把握呢？
That you are so unsure of yourself?
不是的。
This is not true.
主耶稣在讲这个比喻的时候，
When Jesus gave this parable,
他强调这十个童女啊，
He stressed on the ten maidens.
他们呢，都抱着很欢喜的心情在等待这个新郎的出现。
And they were waiting for the bridegroom with great anticipation.
但是这种等待呢，跟在我们在世界上所等待的内容往往不太一样。
Yet this waiting is usually different from what we're waiting for in the secular world.
有时候我们所等待的可以靠着我们个人的努力呀、啊、去实现。
Sometimes what we're waiting for or what we anticipated can be achieved by ourselves.
但是呢，他们等待新郎出现呢，并不是能够靠着他们自己的能力，新郎就可以马上出现的。
Yet, the arrival of the bridegroom is beyond their control.
因为他们在等待的时候呢，根本不知道新郎什么时候会来。
As these maidens wait, they do not know when the bridegroom will turn up.
那么在这个新郎还没来之前呢，他们应该做些什么呢？
While this bridegroom has not arrived yet, what should they do?
同样的，我们今天呢，也在等待这位新郎的来临。
For the same reason, today we are also waiting for the bridegroom.
那么我们呢，啊，要准备些什么呢？
And what, how should we prepare ourselves for his arrival?
这十个童女呀，他们手上都拿着灯啊。
These ten maidens all took a lamp.
当然呢，啊，这个灯呢，必须能够发光。
And this lamp must be able to shine.
当然呢，这个灯要发光呢，里面要有油啊。
And for the lamp to shine, it needs oil.
如果没有油呢，灯就不能够发光。
Without the oil, the fire will not burn in the lamp.
那么主耶稣他在世的时候也提到说，门徒呢就是世界的光。
And it's also during the ministry of Jesus that he said that his disciples are the light of this world.
要把这个光呢照在众人的面前。
That they will shine this light to everyone.
就是指着呢有好的品德、好行为的表现。
This refers to the good conduct of his disciples.
那么这十个童女呢，在等待新郎来临的时候呢，他们必须保持啊这种啊光亮。
And while the ten maidens were waiting for the bridegroom to arrive, they must make sure that the fire in the lamps is still burning.
那么要让他的灯呢能够继续发亮。
And for those lamps to keep shining,
要预备油在这个灯里面。
They need to have sufficient oil in the lamp.
这里提到啊，这十个童女呢，五个是聪明的。
It mentions here that out of the ten maidens, five were wise.
五个是愚拙的。
The other five were foolish.
但是这十个人呢，从外表看起来都一样的。
Yet from the outer appearance, these ten look the same.
有时候愚拙跟聪明呢，啊，相差一点点。
And sometimes there is a fine line between wisdom and foolishness.
他们同样的很光彩的在等候啊新郎出现。
And joyfully, the ten of them were waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom.
但是聪明的呢，懂得预备油在器皿里面。
Yet the five wise ones were wise enough to prepare extra oil.
那愚拙的呢？啊，就不预备油在这个器皿里面。
And the foolish ones did not take any oil with them.
那么到底新郎什么时候要来？他们没有办法把握的。
The ten of them have no idea when the bridegroom would arrive.
因此呢，这十个童女很自然的就睡着了。
Hence, these ten maidens fell asleep while waiting.
我们再请看马太福音二十五章第五节。
Let's now turn to Matthew chapter 25, verse 5.
二十五章第五节。
Chapter 25, verse 5.
新郎出演的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。这里记载这十个童女呢，啊，都在那边睡觉。
Here says the ten maidens all fell asleep.
主耶稣并不反对我们睡着了。
Jesus is not against us sleeping.
好像这十个童女啊，
like these ten maidens.
它也可以说代表着所有世界的人类。
These ten maidens could symbolize, all the people in this world.
这十个童女也可以代表着我们今天这些信耶稣的基督徒。
They could also represent Christians.
因为呢，有一天呢，这位新郎呢会出现。
One day, this bridegroom will appear.
在还没出现的时候，我们可以睡着。
And prior to his arrival, we might have fallen asleep.
因为睡觉并不是一件不好的事情。
Sleeping, is not a mistake.
人需要休息，要睡觉。
As humans, we need to rest. We need to sleep.
但是问题就是呢，这十个人呢，同样睡觉，但是呢，有五个呢，他要睡之前有充分的预备。
The problem arrives when the five foolish ones did not prepare extra oil.
预备油在器皿里面。
The five foolish did not take extra oil with them for the lamp.
同样的，我们今天都在等待主耶稣再来。
Today we are waiting for the arrival of Jesus.
那么到底主耶稣呢，什么时候会来？
And when will Jesus come?
我们没有把握。
We have no idea.
圣经明明记载主耶稣会再来。
The Bible did tell us that Jesus will come.
那么我们这些呢，在等待他再来的人。
And for those of us who are waiting for his coming.
当年呢，心里抱着很大的盼望。
We are all carrying a great hope in us.
世界上所有的我们的理想呢，很难去实现。
And it is very difficult for us, to have our ambition become a reality.
但是有关等待新郎来临呢，一定会实现的。
But as for the second coming of Jesus, it will come true.
新郎不会让你失望的。
Our bridegroom will not disappoint us.
一定会来。
He will come.
只不过我们不知道什么时候会来。
And the only problem lies that we do not know when it will be.
有时候神为了爱世人，他会出言时间呐。
God loves his people. For that reason, he would delay his coming.
他希望更多的人有机会来相信他。
God hopes that more people would come and follow him.
他希望更多的人来得到他的救恩啊。
It is also his hope that more people could receive his salvation.
所以主耶稣在这边所说的比喻里面的新郎呢，早晚一定会来的。
And hence, this bridegroom will come.
所以有关主耶稣再来的事情呢，不用我们大家去操心呐。
As there is no need for us to worry over the second coming of Jesus.
问题是不是他还没来之前呢，你放得下心吗
？The question lies in us whether we are able to relax.
从这比喻里面，我们可以看出这十个人都很放心的。
From here, we see that these ten maidens are very relaxed, waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom.
所以他们呢？才能够安心睡着了。
And hence they were able to fall asleep.
同样是睡觉，有的人呢，睡得很紧张。
And some people would sleep quite nervously.
一直在噩梦当中翻来翻去啊。
They would be tossing and turning.
当然，这种睡眠是非常烈的。
And such type of slumber is not very good.
那有的人呢？在睡着的时候，真的非常甜美啊！
And for, while others will be sleeping very sweetly.
所以这十个童女呢的睡眠当然是不一样的。
We see that these ten maidens will all be sleeping differently.
我们再请看第三节、第四节。
Let's read verses 3 and 4.
愚拙的拿着灯，却不预备油。第四节。
4.
聪明的拿着灯，又预备油在器皿里面。我们每个人也好像器皿。
Each one of us is likened to a vessel.
所以我们每个人呢，都必须要发光。
We are likened to a lamp, and therefore every one of us must shine.
那问题就是你里面有没有油呢
？The problem lies whether you have oil in you.
这是非常重要的。
This is an important point.
那到底油是指着什么呢
？What does this oil refer to？
我们从圣经里面的记载，也让我们能够去了解。油也可以指着的圣灵呐。
From reading the Bible, we know that the oil could also refer to Holy Spirit.
圣灵好像呢，膏油一样要膏我们。
The Holy Spirit is like an anointing oil pouring down on us to anoint us.
让我们成为尊贵的祭司。
And from by anointing us, we have become a royal priest.
让我们成为尊贵的神的儿女。
And we have become the children of God.
那圣灵好像膏油，要膏我们，来让我们呢对圣工有所担当。
And the Holy Spirit is also likened to anointing oil pouring on us so that we have responsibilities in holy work.
圣灵呢要附托我们一些责任应该要去做的事情。
The Holy Spirit has entrusted upon us some responsibilities.
圣灵也会教导带领我们来更认识神。
The Holy Spirit would also teach us and guide us to know God better.
所以油在我们的人生当中呢算是非常重要的。
And hence this oil is very important to us.
尤其我们每一位已经认识耶稣的人了。
And for those of us who have already come to know Jesus,
不可没有油啊。
We must have oil in us.
因为油呢要让这个灯呢来发光啊。
It is this oil that burns, that makes this lamp shine.
我们请参看约翰一书二章二十七节。
Let's turn to First John.
约翰一书二章二十七节。
First John chapter 2 verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人来教训你们，住有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。这里提到说恩膏就是膏油要来教导我们
Here says the anointing which refers to the anointing oil will teach us.
能够教导我们认识神。
It teaches us to know God.
能够教导我们呢来明白神的真理。
It teaches us to understand the truth of God.
所以主耶稣在世的时候也曾经对门徒说。
And hence, Jesus said to his disciples,
圣灵好像保惠师要来。
The Holy Spirit is likened to a counselor which will come one day.
他要带领门徒，教导门徒来认识神的真理。
And the Holy Spirit will teach the disciples and guide the disciples to know the truth of God.
那么圣灵呢，这种膏油也是呢，要派上我们，告上我们应该要去做的事情。
And this anointing oil, the Holy Spirit will also tell us what to do.
我们请看《使徒行传》第十章三十八节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章三十八节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 38.
神怎样以圣灵和能力告拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方行善，行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压住的人，因为神与他同在。彼得在这边见证耶稣基督来到世界的这种使命。
Here Peter has testified to the crowd that there is a purpose for the coming of Jesus.
为什么他要传和平的福音呢？
Why would he be preaching the gospel of peace?
因为神用圣灵来告他。
Because God has anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit.
让他有圣灵的能力。
And with the Holy Spirit, he will have spiritual power.
能够到处传福音救人。
With the power, he's able to go around doing good and healing.
到最后完成救恩啊。
At the very end, he would complete salvation.
那这些呢，救人的工作呢，主要是升天之前呢，就交代门徒啊。
And the works of salvation have been entrusted to the disciples prior to the ascension of Jesus.
要继续去完成这些救灵魂的神圣的工作。
And Jesus instructed his disciples to continue his work of saving souls.
所以我们一面在等待新郎耶稣再来。
On one hand, we'll be waiting for the coming of the bridegroom.
那么一面我们在等待的时候呢，就要去完成这些使命。
On the other hand, while we were waiting, we have to carry out our entrusted mission,
就是救灵魂的工作，
which is the work of saving souls.
所以我们今天呢，我们在世界上有很多的事情阻止我们等待。
And today in this world, we'll be waiting for a lot of things.
有些事情呢，一一的实现。
Some of the things we're waiting would come true.
就有新的内容呢，我们继续在等待。
If they have come true, then we'll be waiting for some other new things.
同样的，我们在圣工上也是不断的等待。
Similarly, when we're doing holy work, we'll also be waiting.
当我们问过教会人数还少的时候，我们等待人数增加。
When we have very few members, we'll be waiting for an increase in membership.
那么在神的带领之下，就渐渐的增加。
With the guidance of God, we have seen our membership increase dramatically.
当然呢，我们要在等待当中呢，应做的事情呢，就尽力去做。
And while we were waiting, there are some duties that we should carry out.
因为呢，油在我们的身上。
The oil is on us.
就是要我们呢，去完成神的工作。
And it wants us to do the work of God.
那做十个童女呢，应该要预备油在他们的器皿里面。
And the 10 maidens should have prepared oil in their lamps.
但那五个愚拙的呢，却没有预备充足的油啊。
However, the 5 foolish ones did not prepare enough oil.
那聪明的呢，就预备充足的油啊。
The wise ones had prepared enough oil.
都可以去迎接他。
The 5 wise ones were able to welcome him at any time.
同样的，我们在盼望天国的实现。
While we're waiting for the heavenly kingdom.
但是呢，我们有没有充分的预备？
We have to ask ourselves, are we fully prepared?
因为新郎耶稣要带领我们进入他所预备的天国里面去。
Jesus Christ, our bridegroom, is waiting, wants to bring us to his heavenly kingdom.
那么这种理想并不是空谈的。
Such an anticipation, is not in vain.
这是有把握的。
We say it with confidence.
因此呢，圣灵也要成为我们呢属于基督的一种凭据啊。
Hence, the Holy Spirit is a sign that we belong to God.
也要成为我们进入天国的一种凭据啊。
It will also be an evidence that we will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以不可以没有啊。
Hence, we must have this Holy Spirit.
我们请看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
十三节、十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 13 and verse 14.
以弗所书第一章十三节、十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and verse 14.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节。
14.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，主等到神之名。被赎，属他的荣耀得到称赞。使徒保罗在这边提到说，我们听见真理的道理。
Apostle Paul says that we have heard the word of truth.
我们知道做得救的福音非常宝贵啊。
We also know that the gospel of salvation is a treasure.
所以我们就相信了。
So we believe.
但是呢，他在这边强调，主耶稣应许圣灵要给我们做印记啊。
Here he said that Jesus had promised us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
这是主耶稣应许要给我们，是每个人都可以得到的。
This is a promise of Jesus, hence everyone will receive this.
那这种印记让我们呢对天国有把握啊。
And the seal is a guarantee of our inheritance.
并不是只是一种理想啊。
It is not just an idea.
这个印记呢，让我们呢无所怀疑啊。
And the seal.Give us full confidence.
十四节在强调圣灵是我们得基业的凭据啊。
Verse 14 says the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance.
好像我们在加拿大，你考试及格呢，就发给你公民证。
Just like in Canada, when you have passed your citizenship exam, you will receive your citizenship.
这公民证这是一种凭据啊。
Your citizenship card then becomes your guarantee.
同样的，新郎要来。
For the same reason, the bridegroom will come.
要带我们进入他所预备属灵的国度。
And he will bring us into his spiritual kingdom.
人人必须要有这个凭据。
And we must carry a seal or a guarantee.
那十个童女，五个愚拙的。
The 10 maiden, 5 foolish ones.
当新郎出现的时候。
At the moment the bridegroom arrived.
他们发现没有油了。
When they found out that they have no oil.
就没有办法跟那五个聪明的一起去迎接他。
They were unable to welcome the bridegroom with the 5 wise ones.
所以新郎还没来之前呢。
Therefore, prior to the coming of the bridegroom,
所应许的圣灵，我们必须要得到。
We must receive this promised Holy Spirit.
这是非常重要的。
This is an important point.
那么主耶稣在讲这个比喻的时候，
As Jesus was giving this parable,
也让我们发现，这十个童女呢，该预备的必须要预备齐全啊。
When Jesus gave this parable, we learned that the ten maidens must be fully prepared.
基督徒在等待主耶稣再来。
As Christians wait for the second coming of Jesus,
同样的，各方面要预备齐全啊。
We must be fully prepared in all aspects.
我们请参看启示录21:2.
Listen to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录21:2.
Revelation chapter 21:2.
我又看见圣徒新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等待丈夫。约翰在异象当中呢，看到新天新地的出现。
In his vision, John saw the coming of the new heaven and the new earth.
他说他看到圣城新耶路撒冷从神那边从天上而降，都预备好了。
He said that he saw the holy city New Jerusalem coming down from heaven from God and prepared.
对我们整个信徒的整体的这个教会来说，
And to us believers, as a church as a whole,
教会就是新妇。
The church is the bride.
在耶稣还没再来之前呢，整个教会呢必须要预备齐全，装束完全呐。
Before the parousia, we must be fully prepared.
等候呢，主耶稣再来，把整个教会迎接上去。
We are waiting for the coming of Jesus.
那么对我们每一个个人来说呢？
And for as speaking individually,
就是主耶稣还没来之前，我们呢要灵修到完全呐。
Prior to the parousia, we must be spiritually nurtured to completion.
也就是说，我们接受这个救恩以后
，which means that after we have received salvation，
奔跑天国路是除去向前的努力呀、啊。
We have to strive hard to go forward on our path of salvation。
啊，不因为环境、人事种种的影响，让你的信心呢消失啊。
And we must not let our faith be let down by our surroundings。
反而因为呢圣灵这个印记，让你的信心越来呢。也刚强。
Rather, we must be firm in our faith with the seal of the Holy Spirit.
我们再请看哥林多后书11:1.
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 2.
哥林多后书11:2.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2.
我为你们所起的恨恨，原是神那样的恨恨，因为我曾把你们许配。一个丈夫要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。3. 我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。保罗在这边阐明这种属灵的道理啊。
Here Paul has given us an spiritual explanation.
说我们每一个信徒呢，都要成为基督的配偶啊。
He says that each one of us must be a bride to Christ.
这就是整个教会来说呢，教会就是新妇。
And the church as a whole is a new bride.
那新郎就是耶稣啊。
And Jesus is the bridegroom.
所以我们呢，在基督再来之前呢，我们每个人呢，都必须呢，成为一个圣洁的人。
Hence, before the coming of Jesus, we must all be pure and holy.
那么也就是说，我们领受受罪的洗礼以后，我们就圣洁称义。
And after we have received baptism, we have been clean righteous.
但是我们还活在这个世界上，要继续灵修啊。
However, we still live in this secular world, and therefore we need edify ourselves.
尤其对基督的这种信心呢，不能够改变的。
We need to cultivate ourselves spiritually, especially our faith to Christ.
那么我们呢？这种期待呢，就能够实现。
And if that's the way we carry our anticipation, then it will come true.
也能够达到我们所期待的、所愿望的。
We will also be able to receive what we have hoped.
所以我们每个人呢、啊，都在等待这位新郎来呀、
啊。And each one of us is waiting for our bridegroom.
当新郎来的时候，也就是我们真正得赎的日子实现了。
And when the bridegroom arrives, it is the time when our anticipation had come true.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
二十三节。
Chapter 8, verse 23.
罗马书第八章二十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
不但如此，就是我们住有圣灵初结果住的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分。乃是我们的身体得赎。再看二十五节。
25.
当我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。保罗在这边谈到万物在叹息等待。
Paul says here that the whole creation have been groaning and waiting.
但是我们每个基督徒呢，就是在等待着得着神儿子的名分。
Yet we Christians are waiting for the adoption as sons of God.
我们的身体得赎成为灵体啊。
And we're also waiting for the redemption of our bodies.
这种盼望是非常活泼的。
This is a lively hope.
是属灵的，是看不见的。
This is a living hope that's spiritual and it's invisible to our naked eyes.
但是呢，是不能改变，是永远的。
And this hope is eternal, it's forever.
所以当新郎还没来之前，我们就必须要等候啊。
Hence, before the coming of the bridegroom, we will be waiting.
有什么困难，必须要呢忍耐等候啊。
And we have to wait with patience.
这也就是我们在仰望神的日子来到。
And this is how we are looking forward to the day Jesus comes.
请看彼得后书第三章十二节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三章十二节、十三节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verses 12 and
13。切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化，有行足的都要被烈火融化。十三节。
13。
当我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有一基在其中。彼得在这边提到我们每个人都在迫切的仰望神的日子来到。
Peter says that we are waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
好像主耶稣所说的十个童女的比喻呢，这十个童女呢在等待新郎来。
It is like the ten maidens waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom.
那神的日子有一天呢一定会来到的。
And one day the day of God will come.
这对我们每一个人来说呢，是真正的完美的理想实现。
And that day would be the day our wishes come true.
问题就是我们有没有预备好呢
？The problem then is, are we prepared for it?
所以在等待生活当中呢，必须要去预备的。
And hence, while we are waiting, we need to be prepared.
其他的事情可以放松，这个事情不能够去放松的。
We can put aside other things, but we cannot put aside preparing ourselves.
所以我们真的就在等待的生活当中啊。
And hence we are indeed living a life of waiting.
愿我们能够都成为那五个聪明的童女一样的。
I hope that everyone can be like the five wise maidens.
有充分的准备。
They have sufficient preparations.
那么新郎什么时候来都无所谓。
It does not really matter to them when the bridegroom comes.
我们可以放心地等待他。
We can wait with ease.
那我们这一节的聚会呢，就到此。
We conclude this session.